Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Really good to be with you. Thanks for being with us. And I just wanted to say a word about our TV show before we get started today. Man, we have assembled a team of experts. People like Doug Thornton, Bob Griswold, who have the requisite background to bring their previous experience to the table and to tell us not only what is coming, but what is here. And remember, what's coming is no longer coming. It's already here. And we're going to help you have a softer landing over there. And it's less than $3 a month. We're getting 4.5 and 5-star ratings on our major world platforms. And so we would really encourage you to get started and sign up with that, because that's where we do our heavy lifting. But here, we do some good heavy lifting too. And speaking of Bob Griswold, he is going to be with us this morning, Bob from ReadyMadeResources.com, and he is fully recognized as one of the top, if not the top, survivalist expert out there. In fact, he and Jamie Walden and Doug Thornton are going to be hosting an event in September that I'm sure we'll talk about more than one time, which is basically how to defend yourself in tough times, and you may want to avail yourself to that. So we are brought to you by... Well, we're brought to you by MPS. And right now, you have no problem getting food from MPS, My Patriot Supply, storable food. The truckers all tell me, listen, I did a survey a few weeks ago, and I said, how high does gas have to get on the diesel side before you stop caring? And these truckers told me, Dave, when it's $8 a gallon, and I heard this from over 85% of the guys, almost 90%, they said when it reaches $8 a gallon, we're done. And we won't be going on strike. It's that we're done. We can't afford to pay the cost. And that's big firms, little firms, independent contractors. Independent contractors are already going away. So you really have to look at everything I'm going to tell you this morning about what you should get and realize there's a shelf life to what you can get. And that shelf life, I can't put a time frame on it, but I can put a number on it. And I'm telling you, the truckers are telling me $8. And I'm hearing from executives. I heard from people that own maybe 4 or 5 trucks, the small independent workers, the independent contractors. It's all the same. $8 a gallon for diesel, and the game is over. And this is what Biden wants. He's trying to paralyze this economy. So you better get your storable food while you can. And the details are at preparewithdave.com. And the amazing thing is, you know, we ate in a restaurant that we ate at. We're out of town here on assignment. And we ate at a restaurant that we ate at a year ago. And the prices were about 20% higher. MPS, no price increase. In fact, they have a sale. It's a fantastic sale. That's all right there at preparewithdave.com. And I'll say this too, if you have food, you better have water. I believe there's going to be grid down. They're warning us with the roving blackouts. And when the grid goes down, how long is it going to be that you have water? Not very darn long. So you need a good water filter, and we have the Alexa Pro water filter. But I am the only vendor in the United States right now selling. The company's doing a little advertising now because they found extras in the supply chain after they had shut down. But they tell me, Dave, when this is gone, this is gone. So we're giving you the exclusive contract right now. Thank you very much. And it's a great water filter. It does the job. And they, too, have not raised prices. They, too, have a special. But there's a shelf life. And we recommend a water filter for everybody, because transporting water will be a volume problem for you with a complete takedown of the grid, which I think is coming. I think absolutely without question. In fact, if you look at Lake Mead, down to historic lows, and now the turbines are being exposed, that means millions aren't going to get generated electricity before much longer. And the government's not even talking about it. No one in the mainstream media is talking about it. So go to waterwithdave.com. And then finally, do you have assets to protect? You don't have to have $1 million, but do you have maybe $5,000, $10,000? Do you have assets to protect? Well, the worst thing you can do right now is leave your money in the bank. And you saw a major bank yesterday in Australia went belly up. So right now you need to look at this and say, inflation's chewing me up. Banks aren't solvent. Currencies are unstable. The BRICS nations are all going to gold. and you got a problem. So what are you going to do? You have to find an expert that can help you diversify, and gold will be the base, but not the only thing that you do. And I am a customer of the group I want you to go check out, Noble Gold. And I've been a customer now, I've been an advertiser for 4 years. I've been a customer for almost three, as I saw the good work that they did. So I'm encouraging you right now to go to Noble Gold right now, goldbeforelate.com. They will send you material, goldbeforelate.com. They don't pressure you. You'll have to call them after you review the materials, and you'll say, okay, I got to diversify. So these are the major sponsors of today. I hope you need none of them. I fear that you will need all of them. And just I'll be really honest here from a marketing standpoint. And as Bob Griswold, our guest on standby right here, could attest to, I could make a lot more money as an advertiser for this program by selling other big ticket items, bigger ticket items. We're doing this, is, and I really mean this sincerely, like a public service announcement. I am so concerned right now that we are going to be a society in chaos. We will be Venezuela 10 years ago, and it's going to become that bad. This is why I'm encouraging everyone to take these necessary steps right now to get involved. And speaking of Bob Griswold, he's with us today, and we're going to be talking about manipulation of people's psychological expectations in society through the mainstream media. And we're going to branch out from there and go into a whole bunch of different areas. And Bob can attest to what I'm telling you because he's in the same business more intensely than I am in what I'm selling with these few products right here on our radio show. Bob, welcome to the show. And I know you don't think I'm overstating how severe these problems are going to get.
Doug, I don't know if anybody could understate the problems or overstate the problems. We are facing a perfect storm coming at us right now. And you know, this is my concern, is I always go back to the two examples God gave in the Bible about societies in collapse. One was the society that Noah lived in, and second was the Egyptian society pre-collapse of their because of the famine. And we always know God sends famine for a reason. It's his judgment. He accomplishes things during famine. And when he sent a flood in, he accomplished judgment on the people of that day that lived such ungodly lives. You know, we are such creatures of the news cycle, and this is where my concern lies. You know, if all of a sudden all the liars on TV get out there and they're pushing an agenda, you know, war with Russia, food collapse, I mean, whatever, everybody panics, everybody goes down everywhere and starts to buy things. Dave, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think Noah was driven by the news cycle? And second question, do you think every day from the 120 years or 100 years that Noah preached, he saw a cycle of depravity?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did. And to answer your question, I know it's more rhetorical, but I do have a response. He was driven by the sort of news cycle by the day, and he ignored it, and that would be the rumor mill. But no, he didn't have a mainstream media, quite obviously, that influenced his thinking, and I think that permitted him, along with God's guidance, to prepare to do what he needed to do, which was to be the purveyor of humanity.
Yeah. See, the antediluvian world, if we understand, even archaeology backs this up. I mean, this is why they find huge orange groves in Antarctica and places that the antediluvian world was absolutely a paradise none of us have ever seen on this earth. It was before the great judgment of the flood, which destroyed the old world. And the old world was beautiful beyond anything we can imagine. I mean, the atmosphere was probably denser. Things grew a lot bigger. Agriculture didn't have to really develop because the food just grew. People could go get it. I mean, you have to grow stuff. I mean, I have to spend hours at my gardens picking off the Japanese beetles, picking off the potato beetles, you know, making sure I have, you know, tomato plants. You don't have tomato worms on them. You have to pull the weeds out. That before the antediluvian world, that didn't happen. So the people grew very, very comfortable in their depravity because stuff was just there. You know, it didn't rain the way we know rain today. Came across in the morning and watered everything. So the people in the antediluvian world could just absolutely live the most hedonistic, horrible lifestyles. They could mate with angels. I know we've talked a lot about that, the alien thing, and it just became all so normal, but they were being boiled alive in their depravity. They couldn't see the trees or the forest for the trees anymore. They had a perfect environment. Everything was good. And here was this kook over here. Hey, guys, knocking on the door. Hey, judgment's coming. You know, and Noah was consistent in that message for 100 or so years. And all along, the people mocked him because it's like, listen, look at everything. It's normal. This is the way it's always been. Man, you know, we have apples the size of, you know, watermelons growing on trees. I mean, they didn't refer to that, but I mean, the fruit, the gardens, the beauty of everything, the water was pristine clear. There was no, you know, polluted water. So people could just live their lives, absolutely practice the most gross depravity you can imagine. That's consorting with fallen angels and producing, you know, these aliens, Nephilim. And everybody thought it was normal. Everybody went about their day. Everybody went just happy-go-lucky. So the next thing, Lot is a perfect example. The Lot, you know, the guy who went into Sodom, he went into Sodom and he got so accustomed to the depravity of the people, he didn't know anything was wrong. In fact, his wife, when the angels, can you imagine an angel, Dave, coming and telling you, hey, you got to get out of here, guys, this place is going to be destroyed. And Lot's wife was so accustomed to the luxury of Sodom, which Sodom did afford a lot of luxury, he just sat there and he went, you know, his wife was like, man, I don't want to leave the chandeliers. Look at the curtains I have. Look at all this normal, look at all the beauty. I mean, all the luxuries of Sodom are here. I can go down to the market and buy whatever I want to buy. It's all there. And she didn't see the impending doom. The people of Noah's day did not see the impending doom. And then the last one is Joseph. I mean, here it is. You know, he's telling people during years of absolute plenty, the field. What do you mean? The fields are lush with wheat, or fruits, or leeks and onions. Or they're growing by the dozens. We don't have. What are you talking about famine? And again, we knew a famine came 7 years to where they couldn't even remember what it was like to have plenty. That, like, those thoughts couldn't even, you know, you couldn't remember. Well, man, I remember used to have a filet mignon on my plate. They couldn't even remember that. It was gone. And because all three of those people groups, I would say the people of Noah's day, Lot and his family, and the people of Egypt, all got into what was called normalcy bias. Look at it.
I agree.
It's all good.
I think that's a great analysis, Bob. And we have that too. Normalcy bias right now is preventing us from seeing what's really happening as a society.
And we're in that transition period. And this is the thing. Noah did not work off the news cycle. You know, the angels did not, they came and warned Lot, didn't work off the news cycle. Well, today they're just not, you know, raping as many kids or doing what they did in Sodom, you know, all the perversion that went on. Well, today it's just not as bad. And so Lot would look at it and say, well, you know, it's not as bad as it was a couple days ago or a year ago, but it was a cyclical to depravity. And that's what I think people today fail to see. Noah didn't fail to see it. Lot failed to see it. The angels had to come and warn him. And Joseph didn't fail to see it during the years of plenty. He knew what was coming. The angels knew what was coming. And Noah was warned of what was coming during the times of plenty, during the times of good. And that's my concern, is that we are such creatures of news cycles. You know, if the mainstream lying news media comes on and says, you know, the sky is falling, everybody panics. Because they're driving something when they're doing that. They're driving the Great Reset. That's their ultimate goal. Drive the Great Reset, corral humanity. I mean, you know, when I have cows, and I can scare them just by clapping my hands or whatever, and they'll run a certain way, the way I direct them, especially if two people clap in their hands and you have, you know, just analogy, you have all these news media outlets all clap in their hands, and they're driving the cows one way. They're driving them where? Into the narrow gate, into the slaughterhouse. And that's where they want you. You know,
Bob, I want to stop you here, and I need to ask you. Let's talk about the news media people themselves. You and I can see it. They're the ones that are given the same talking points, because if you go to MSNBC, CNN, ABC, they're using the same phraseology, the same verbiage over and over and over. Okay, can't they see through their own BS that's created for them? And why would they keep doing this, knowing that it's going to harm them and their families too?
Because, again, this is what we can't see. Noah understood it, that there was a divine course that God had set for humanity before the flood. They were headed towards the flood, but nobody could see it. The people in Egypt, they were headed towards famine, but nobody could see it. Today, we're headed towards the Great Reset, the Great Tribulation, and nobody can see it. So these people, some of them might see it and just go along to get along, but they have to remain quiet. You know, I just saw a major Hollywood actor who used to profess Christianity. I think it's Chris Pratt, I think it was. And, you know, he's now saying, gosh, you know, I'm not religious. I've never been to the Hillsong Church. I mean, so in order to go along or get along, he's had to deny what he used to confess.
His name is Peter.
Yeah. So, example, just reference that. That's when Peter denied Jesus Christ, when he was under pressure by just a few women. I mean, not to disparage women, but here he was, the great apostle Peter, in the middle of the night. You know, hey, you're his follower, and I can't say what he said because he swore. I mean, he cursed. You know, I don't know that blankety blank guy. You know, talking of Jesus, but so. The news media, we have to understand, the God of this world is Lucifer. He blinds the eyes of people because they can't see it. You know, these people who believe literally if I mutilate myself, I can become a woman, and yet every bit of science says you can't become a woman. You can't. If I'm a guy, I can't become a woman. There's no way. It's impossible. But because the God of this world has blinded their eyes, they follow along. And this is my concern, Dave, that the news cycle blinds the eyes of people, even people listening to this program, that when they come out and they come out and don't have some scare of the day story, people go, everything's back to normal. You know, the Supreme Court, look, they ruled for abortion, they ruled you can own a gun, all that. All that's doing is further dividing the nation. I can see this. I mean, you know, it's the black-white issue, but they're taking it into a bigger scale now. You know, I got to hate blacks because they're black, and blacks have to hate me because I'm white. Now they're taking in as gun owners have to hate non-gun owners, and non-gun owners have to hate gun owners. Pro-abortion have to hate pro-life have to hate pro-abortion people. It's just being escalated onto a bigger scale. That's if you have eyes to see. If you don't have eyes to see, you think, wow, the country's swinging right. It's not swinging right, Dave. It's not. You know, again, you talk about the absolute joke of the day story. Trump, man, he was grabbing the steering wheel away from the Secret Service. I can't even say this without laughing. And he was strangling them. You know, trying to get to the steering wheel to drive back to the Capitol. I mean,
that's garbage.
Every news media inherited that.
Do you know about the construction of these, the Beast 2, which he had been in, that he couldn't even have reached the steering wheel?
I know. It didn't matter, but they all parroted it out like he was sitting there just strangling the Secret Service agent while Beast 1 was swerving down the street. And then, you know, the Secret Service agents came out and said, that never even happened, you know. But the damage had been done. They had to...
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Her story was nothing but hearsay, and only a complete jackass like Bret Baier from Fox News or any of these people from CNN would say, oh, that was great testimony. And they're lawyers, and they don't even recognize hearsay and the lack of corroborating witnesses, Bob. It was a bunch of bull, and anyone could see through it.
What it is, Dave, you know, hate drives you. Hate can drive you to do things. I mean, it's just like, you know, you get a white supremacist or a black supremacist. It doesn't matter, either one. And I hate black people because they're black. It doesn't matter if it's the Mother Teresa, of the black version of the Mother Teresa. I hate her because she's black. And so it doesn't matter how virtuous she is, all I see through is the eyes of hate. And hate can blind you like nothing else. So I've got to kill that lady. She's the most virtuous black lady on the planet, but I got to go kill her because she's black. That's what these people are infected by. And that's what Lucifer does. He blinds their eyes to truth, and they just regurgitate. I think Steve Quayle calls them regurgitants. They regurgitate everything they see through not rose-colored glasses, but hate-colored glasses. And so they just spew this out with no responsibility whatsoever. I mean, you know, in all reality, they should be able to be sued. Trump should be able to sue them, but they can't. He can't for that type of story. I mean, if they said it about me, you know, I'd have legal recourse. But because Trump's a public figure, you can't.
Yeah, but the other people do. And I addressed this on a podcast the other day. Trump may not be able to sue, but people like Peter Navarro and all of these other people that are being harassed for their political beliefs, all of these people should sue right now. The J6 Commission should all be sued. Liz Cheney has manipulated evidence at least 4 times. She should be sued for that fraud.
Well, we all know that I can have private mail servers in my house dealing with top secret information that's totally open to the Chinese and Russians. Which is, you should be put under the jail for that, but nothing happens. I can have laptop computers being discovered with all kinds of just, you know, child pornography, traitor to the country, selling out your country, you name it, but nothing happens. I can be a Comey or somebody else in the Justice Department and lie to Congress, nothing happens. If you're on that side, nothing happens to you, but, I mean, my gosh, if you're on the January 6th side going into the Capitol, which I just saw more video of, the Capitol Police actually opening doors, welcoming people in, waving them in, like, come on in, and nothing happens. I mean, they go to prison, and they're actually taking away the benefits that people in the Army,
I saw that.
This one gentleman, they're taking his benefits away from him.
That's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. You have to adjudicate that to take away any kind of benefit or property.
Exactly. But it doesn't matter because we see the spirit of lawlessness. Now, I want to circle back to what I'm saying because there's a point in all this. Noah was not driven by the news cycle. Noah was driven by the knowledge of God, what God had spoken to him, what God's word was, and this is my concern today. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be driven by what God says is coming and not what the news media is coming, because I can promise you from now to November, they're going to create a massive distraction to distract you. And part of it is going to be they're going to want to get rid of the knowledge over the high gas prices, the food prices, and all that. They're going to use something to distract. And most people will look at that and go, wow, you know, look at that over there. It's a little shiny, glittery thing with it when you do to a child, and it gets his attention. But you're not seeing the massive destruction they're implementing behind the scenes. And so my exhortation, encouragement, and just to people is, you know, if you know God and His Word, you're not going to be fooled by the cycle, say the 100-year cycle between Noah was warned in the ark, the 7-year cycle between when Joseph was warned in the famine.
But since we're hedonistic, Bob, so most people aren't going to recognize this. Let me ask you this question. What do you think the distractions will be? I've narrowed it down to 2 things. What do you think?
Well, obviously, I think that this war, we are heading towards war.
That's number one.
That is going to be catastrophic. We are moving 300,000 troops on the border. Hitler did the exact same thing to Russia. We have to look at this. I mean, you know thy enemy, Sang Su. If I don't know my enemy and how my enemy is going to react to things, if I don't know history, of course we don't teach that in high school anymore. I know how to put a condom on, but I don't know history. If we don't know history, we're doomed to repeat it, as they say. This is what Hitler did. He put all these troops on the Russian border, and then, you know, while Hitler was saying, you know, this is strictly defensive, we're not going to do anything, it's strictly defensive, you know, trust us, we signed a pact, no problem, and Hitler did all that. And then next thing you know, our Operation Barbarossa, that was the name for the Germans gave when they invaded Russia, and Russia lost 20 million people. And so I see this exact same cycle of history going on right now. And we're massing troops in Ukraine. We have bioweapons labs in Ukraine. We're putting, you know, the most sophisticated weaponry in Ukraine, which on just a side note, Dave, has depleted our arsenals of certain things. And a lot of these missiles and weapons are going on the black market. Gee, and just like the $82 billion that accidentally got left in Afghanistan, do you think any of that ended up on the black market? Do you think any politicians got kickbacks off that because we accidentally left it behind?
Yeah, I want to ask you a question about that, too, because here's my fear of this black market stuff out of Ukraine and what happened in Afghanistan. My fear is we're arming enemies for, like, fifth column forces that'll be used to invade the United States.
Dave, these people are so unprincipled, and I'm going to use us as an example. You're my friend. I would really go to bat for you, okay? I really would. I'd stand up and say, no. You know, somebody comes to me and says, hey, why don't you just say a little dirty story about Hodges, you know? And if you do that, we'll give you this. We'll do this for you. And see, that's how Washington operates. And but the principal person says, no, I'm not going to do that. And we've seen this happen when General Flynn wouldn't do that. What do they do? Throw him in jail. See, these people are so unprincipled. They'll look at our enemies or friends alike. If there's money to be made, it don't matter. I'm going to sell Hodges out. I can get some money off this deal after all, you know? That's the principle of which these people operate under. There is no such thing as a friend. They have no allies. They have no allegiances. We see them turn on each other. They'll turn on each other and just absolutely eviscerate one another over you know, their reputation or something that goes into their pocketbook. This is the eyes and understanding of wisdom, Dave. This is understanding the spiritual knowledge of which is driving this. And they manipulate that because they realize that most Americans have no spiritual knowledge at all, no eyes of discernment at all, and they're like little kids. You throw some candy down and it distracts them. And that's all it is. They're just being thrown some of this cheap candy down, and you know, all of a sudden, you know, it distracts us from, well, wow, look at that over there. Wow, that's a catastrophe. What's going on? Throw some candy down, and, like, their eyes are totally diverted from it, and it goes on. Hillary's laptop was a perfect example. The Russia collusion, it took the eyes right off Hillary's laptop. Little candy down. Oh, Donald Trump, I mean, my gosh, he's strangling Secret Service agents. He was sitting there, you know, he had a relationship with Vladimir Putin. I mean, my gosh, they probably were homosexuals or something. I mean, all of it came out. It was the candy thrown down that distracted him from Hillary's laptop, from the whole Russia, and then the whole Russia collusion thing. Another little, when it finally came out, and Schiff and Comey and the whole gaggle of them, which absolutely proved to be pathological liars. They knew it. The FISA warrants were all built on lies. They knew it all. The Steele dossier, all lies. But they had to throw some candy down to distract us. And that's what's going on right now. And this is going to be the big candy drop, because we see an economy imploding. We see a World War III happening, and it's just not with Russia and the United States. There is an allied Axis powers developing across the world. Russia, China, Iran, you know, those, Korea, those are the main players. And then we see United States. In Brazil right now, we're tossing our one good ally in Brazil under the bus. And so what is happening? China's going in there. You know, Dave, we've lost oil dominance. You think of the strategic catastrophe that Biden has done. Because we're not pursuing energy, we're anti-pursuing it, we're shutting it all down, we're threatening the oil companies, we're closing down pipelines, we're actually then going to our enemies and pumping our dollars into their economies to buy oil from them. We have actually shifted that we used to have oil dominance, energy dominance in the world. We've shifted it now to our enemies. Is there anything more treasonous than that? Our oil reserves, strategic oil reserves, Biden is emptying them and trying to make it look like, yeah, there's more oil. Yeah, we're emptying our reserves. You know, it's just like a farmer. You know, he's hungry, so he goes to eat his seed corn. Yeah, will it keep him alive? Absolutely, it'll keep him alive for a while. But spring's going to come, and you know what he's going to have to plant with? Nothing. Another case in point. The Biden administration, since they cannot get your guns, you heard the story that they're going after Lake City. Lake City Ammunition produces most of the 5.56 ammunition for the country, okay, for the military. Lake City Brass, Lake City Ammo is probably one of the most sought after ammo in the civilian market, because Lake City overproduces about 30% ammo. The military buys 70% of their 5.56, 30% goes to the civilian market. Well, the Biden administration has actually gone to them and said, listen, you've got to stop selling this to civilians. And the Biden administration's been warned. Listen, if we do not make this 30% greater ammo, more ammo, if a national emergency happens and your demand goes up because you're at war, people are pulling the triggers and burning the ammo up, it'll take us a while to gear up to produce that much more ammunition again. Again, we've discussed this, Dave, this destructionist of supply chain. This is what we see going on. It's done under the guise, which is twofold benefit for them. They keep ammunition out of the hands of Americans, which 5.56 is one of the most popular ammunitions out there. And at the same time, they destroy the supply chain, so when the United States has to go to war, they're going to be ammunition short. They know what they're doing. The eyes with wisdom see this. The eyes of the candy seekers look, why would somebody do that? Don't they understand? This isn't a good thing. Or even the worst, they're going to go on, yeah, it's about time we get that ammunition out of the hands of people. They totally don't see the fact that we've emptied our Javelin missiles. We're putting troops, which, Dave, 300,000 troops is good. I don't know how much it's going to cost, but it's going to be a phenomenal cost on the Defense Department, which means more money being thrown into the problem. The Javelin missiles, we've depleted our inventory of those, and now they're being sold on the black market. I mean, you know, again, you see then the moral compass of the Defense Department has absolutely gone woke. You see this destruction happening, and people don't see it. They don't. They don't understand. I don't know what public school does to people anymore, but the one thing I know it does is that he teaches them how not to think, how not to reason, how not to make, you know, a didactic conclusion, you know, step upon step, what's going on here. They don't understand that anymore. All they understand is like, oh, whoa, you know, who's playing game tonight? And why would they do that? Oh, yeah, but honey, would you get me another beer? That's the thought, and it's so dangerous. Noah wasn't guided by that. Joseph wasn't guided by that. Jesus Christ himself warned us over and over again. The first thing he told his disciples, speaking of the end of the age, was do not be deceived. And yet Satan is always willing to throw the candy down, and it distracts us horribly. So just some of the things. I mean, you know, I went into the Lake City thing. You know, lowering down the ability to have ammunition is twofold. First of all, you close the supply chain down because Lake City's going to have to gear way back. And you know what happens, Dave? You know this. It's simple economics. If I make 10 of something or one of something, the unit cost, what's going to happen to the unit cost of each?
Well, it's going to go up dramatically, of course.
If I'm making one, the cost is going to go up a whole lot. If I'm making 10, the cost goes down. If I'm making 1,000, the cost really goes down. So if I cut 30% of the inventory of Lake City so they produce 30% less ammunition, what's going to happen to the price of the ammunition that they do make?
Exactly. I want to hear this from you. I have my answer. Why is this administration so intent on getting guns out of the hands of Americans? It's not for school shootings, Bob, because all they got to do is put a cop in every school.
Well, not only that, they have to make sure that the school shooters understand. If you go into a school and shoot, you are not going to come out alive. You know, you're not. And they have to stop funding them. I mean, excuse me, again, we go back to the recent school shooter.
I agree.
$5,000 worth of guns, $70,000 worth of truck, you know, all the accessories he had, and he was an unemployed Wendy's worker or something.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, well, it's like the Batman shooter in Aurora, Colorado in 2012. This guy had over $100,000 in military-grade hardware in his apartment. And he was a starving medical student. So how the hell do you get that? But my question is, why is Biden and his friends so intent on getting guns out of our hands?
Well, our founding fathers said it best. I mean, they knew it was the insurance against tyrannical governments. So I asked the question, Dave, I'll answer your question with a question. Who has been the greatest threat to human life? Government with guns or civilians with guns?
Well, the University of Hawaii Democide Project, decades long, has clearly made the case.
People allowed to own guns in the United States for a long time?
Well, death by government is number one.
Were Native Americans allowed to own guns? No. Oh, gee, I wonder why. We had a war against Native Americans. You know, we basically there was no bag limit on it. You can just go kill them. But we don't want them to have guns. That is a very hard thing to figure out. Black Americans, for a long time, they were not allowed to have guns. And this is the whole thing of one of the why they wanted to get rid of Saturday night specials. Now I'm dating myself because that was a term in the 60s and 70s that they used. You've got to stop the Saturday night special guns. Because at that time, a lot of blacks were very impoverished, and all they could afford was a $25 gun. And they called those Saturday night specials. It was nothing more than a plot to keep guns out of the hands of our African citizens. So that's all it was. It's a history. You disarm people. I mean, you know, before Hitler could stack up the gold rings and shoes in the storehouses that he took from the Jews, he had to disarm them. I mean, you know, we had to disarm the Indians. We had to disarm the Japanese. We had to disarm black people. And today, we're having to disarm the American people because the people in government know they far exceeded their ability to govern. They are absolutely not ruling by the will of the people. They're ruling by what's good for them, their pocketbook, ideology, Lucifer. That's what they're being governed by. And they don't want anybody to stand up against them. And I watched Jerry Nadler the other day, and I just kind of chuckled. Are you saying that American citizens should rise up against the government and shoot people, the soldiers? Although I find that repugnant, I do. I don't agree with that. I don't think that's going to solve the issue at this point because I think it's a spiritual issue.
Well, Nadler is just trying to cast a negative light on American people that
have guns.
That's all
he's doing.
Bob, the important thing to know is this. The University of Hawaii Democide Project looked at death by government versus death by war. Death by government's more dangerous to people. But also what they found was this. In the 20th century, starting with Armenia in 1901, there were 16 genocides in the 20th century, and every one of them was preceded by gun confiscation.
Absolutely. So, I mean, but here was Jerry Nadler making this comment. You're not recommending that citizens shoot on U.S. troops, are you? Well, I just wanted to say, Jerry, do you celebrate the 4th of July? Can you tell me what that's about? Were U.S. or citizens, well, not U.S. then, but were citizens of the Americas shooting on the official troops of the government at that time? And, you know, it would have been curious to see how he answered that question. You know, yes, citizens... civilians shot on British soldiers, you know, Lexington and Concord. I know kids don't know what that is today, but shot heard around the world. It's because civilians shot on tyrannical troops. That's what they did. And we celebrate that. In a couple of days from now, everybody's going to be out there lighting firecrackers and getting drunk, but not know why. I mean, again, it's the candy thing. They're not going to know why. They're not going to bring into remembrance of what the 4th of July represented, what these people gave up to secure their liberty, the hardship Washington faced, all the things that went on during the Revolutionary War. I mean, the deprivation. I mean, all of it. They fought against a far superior army, and they won. Now, the other thing, too, and then Joe Biden comes out and says, you don't think people with AR-15s could defeat the U.S. government, do you? Well, did goat herders do it in Afghanistan? How about the Vietnamese? Did they do it? Did the Iraqis do it? You know, we have spent $800 billion a year on defense, but did the Afghanistan people beat us? Did we run there with our tail between our legs running out of the country? Yeah, we kind of did. Again, more candy drop. You know, we had more candy drop at that time. So people were distracted. We didn't realize you left $82 billion in weapons behind. You left how many Americans behind to fend for themselves? And when 17 American soldiers were murdered because you didn't do it the right way, we extracted the military before the civilians, which only somebody who wanted a massacre to happen would do it that way. Of course, you'd extract the civilians before you extracted the military. What did we do in response? We bombed civilians. We killed, how many of those children and the missionary?
Yeah.
Candy drop. You know, we just got distracted from it. And so, you know, we see this, again, the oil. The economic engine of America is our oil, our energy. That's the power of that is being transferred to Russia and China and the Axis powers right now. We're emptying our arsenal. We're closing down weapons, the manufacture of this ammunition. Biden, you know, if you can't steal your ammo, he's going to make them so you can't buy it. Again, we see that we've lost a war in Afghanistan. We've lost a war against Iraq. Iran won that war. I don't know if you know the dynamics there. But what Iran could not do in the Iraq-Iran war, we went in and did, so it destroyed Iraq, so the Iranians came in and took power. Today, Dave, North Vietnamese, or Vietnam, is it South Vietnam or North Vietnam who run the day? The North Vietnamese won. I mean, you know, again, the Word of God, Dave, is consistent. Judgment is coming. On every strata of intelligence I look at, every strata of it, judgment is coming. Even the so-called, you know, good rulings by the Supreme Court, I fear they're a day late and a dollar short. Because all it's done, even though I celebrate the fact that we are protecting life, I celebrate that. I celebrate the fact that, you know, they cannot take your gun away from you, that, you know, you have to issue a permit. But all it's done is I listen to these Democrats say, well, we're going to work around that law. The Defense Department just came out and said, it doesn't matter if we have a military base in Tennessee. If you're in the military and there's a base in Tennessee, it's federal property, you can get your abortion there. They're working around it. And, I mean, and what did Maxine want? She threatened violence. I mean, again, that is insurrection, real threatening violence. You know, where's the person on January 6th going, let's go up there and grab those rascals by their collars and shoot them? You don't see that. You don't see that of any of the January 6th people. But I do hear it from Maxine Waters and people like that. I hear it from news pundits. But nothing happens to them. Again, understanding the intelligence, not being driven by the news cycle, but understanding, and my intelligence book is the Bible. That's my main intelligence book, because it tells me what's going to happen before it happens. Only the Bible can predict history before it happens. And I read that, I know where this is going, I know what is happening, and I understand why it's happening. So when we ask all these rhetorical questions, why would they do this? The answer is clearly in the Bible. I mean, Satan's blinded their eyes. And so we see the absolute destruction of the United States. We see the United States and the world headed towards a cataclysmic war right now. We see this massive explosion of depravity. I mean, Dave, even the earth changes. Did you see there's two unheard of earthquakes in South Carolina the other day, and more in Tennessee?
Well, let's call that what it is. It's called Project ARP.
Yes. And then what? The Hoover Dam, Lake Powell, is at its lowest level ever. The Salt Lake Salt Lake is drying up.
That's so they can take away our energy, our power, our heating, our air conditioning, our food processing, our transportation to get goods to market. This is deliberate. It's weather wars.
Of course it is. Shut down the coal plants that make electricity. Can't have those running anymore. Biden has vowed to end the energy market, vowed to end it. We're not going to drill any more oil. He's actually now preventing going to the oil companies and trying to, any way he can, thwart their ability to produce oil. And so if you don't have eyes to see, you don't see all the elements of the Hydra coming at you, the food. I mean, again, because it's not in the news right now, but it was the news a week ago, and this really is a bad commentary on American psyche, that we can have, you know, World War III happen last week, but this week we forgot about it because something's distracting us. Candy is distracting us. How many food plants have we had destroyed? Did you see now there's a new disease that are attacking pigs that can be transmitted to humans? Did you see that one, Dave?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have seen it. You're right. Well, first of all, Biden, in addressing the American people, said we need more money. Why? Because we're going to have a second pandemic, and I think that that's going to happen before the election.
I think that you asked the question. One was war, two was disease. What could happen before the election? I think disease is fully possible of happening. And the third thing I see is infrastructure attack. A massive power outage in the United States, and we've done everything we can to make sure this power outage happens. We've not upgraded the infrastructure. As far as hacking the infrastructure through computer technology, it's wide open. I mean, you know, we're not making any new power plants. We've gotten rid of coal. Now we want to get rid of oil. Nobody likes nuclear. I mean, they really want us in sheepskin, basically doing nothing and really destroy our society. Because again, what is the nature of Satan? It's destruction. That's why the Bible calls him Apollyon, the destroyer. See, you and I, and I, many other people, have the eyes to see that. That this is. I was talking to a gentleman, Air Force retired major, the other day, and I said, you know, I'm not going to say his name, but let's call him Joe. Joe, don't you see that the evil being perpetrated on the world right now is more than a physical evil? This is a spiritual evil. This is demons and fallen spirits that have been opened. The gates of hell have been opened, and these things are flooding out on the earth and driving people. I mean, just that lady who was with the, I just think about that lady who was with the baby walking down, was somewhere in New York, and somebody just came up and shot her in the head. No reason. Yeah, just, you know, I need something to do today. I'm going to go shoot somebody in the head, you know, and kill them. And, Dave, we see this. This spirit of murder and lawlessness just sweeping over the nation. I did just these absolute murders that make no sense. Did you see the one at Subway? They put too much mayo on their sandwich. Did you see that one? And the guy shot the person in front of her child. Just shot him in the head. He killed him because too much mayo on the sandwich.
Well, that's the issue, Bob, is. It's not the mayo, it's the mental illness that's being caused.
The demonic illness.
Yes.
That's what we have to be able to see right now. That if we don't, we're going to be caught up into this just insanity, and we're not going to prepare for it. We're going to think everything's going back to normal. In fact, that's the great deception of the Antichrist. He does manage to deceive humanity for a short period of time into thinking peace has come, and all humanity goes after it. And we know what happened. Yeah, I've got the story up on CNN. Subworker shot and killed after dispute over mayo. That's CNN. Subway employee fatally shot over too much mayo on sandwich, police say. This is more than just a normal, you know, amount of evil. This is supernatural evil being loosed on the world. And this is the thing we need to do. Noah wasn't affected by the news cycle. Joseph wasn't affected by the news cycle. And I'm telling you, we do not need to be affected by the news cycle. I prepare, and I say spiritually first and foremost, I prepare because I read the ultimate intelligence report called the Bible. I know what it says. It gives me prehistory before it happens. Jesus said, when you see these things happening, you know what to do. You know how to act because I've warned you. I've warned you ahead of time. The news cycle is very, very fickle. The news cycle has its Luciferian purposes it's trying to accomplish. And with that said, You have a choice, Dave, between one or two or the other. Am I going to be driven by, you know, the news cycle that God has laid out in His Word, or am I going to follow the news cycle that Satan has used to deceive the world through the news media and all these other agencies? And then he has the candy maker, it's called entertainment, just spreading out the candy for everybody, and everybody's down there gorging themselves on candy and not paying attention to what's happening.
Most people don't have the Christian discernment to tell the difference.
Well, they think the candy's good. I mean, you know, in the book, The Last Battle, it's in the C.S. Lewis series, the Aslan, I'm forgetting right now. But anyhow, the seven series, the last one is called the Last Battle, The Great Battle. And in it, when Aslan came back, which is a representation of Jesus Christ, the Chronicles of Narnia, excuse me, there I got it, Chronicles of Narnia, the last one's the last battle. When Aslan came back, and he was the Lord coming back, and the analogy was all these people were down in the mud squirming around in the mud, thinking that's how you're supposed to live. They'd become so adjusted to squirming in the mud and trying to find little bits and stuff in the mud to fight over, because that's how they were existing, by all this little stuff that was floating around the mud, that they did not see the King of Glory come. Now, that's not exactly the way it's going to happen, but the analogy is good. We don't see the biblical signs around us. We fail to understand them. We don't have the discernment to understand them, and we're down in the mud, groveling with the other mud dwellers for the little bits of stuff that keep a very meager existence going. And, you know, while the spiritual mind sees a subway employee fatally shot, you know, somebody shoots a mother in the head, that we shut down the oil industry, we destroy our currency, we destroy the food industry. The spiritual mind, the mind set on the things of the Lord, sees that and says, I know what's going on. And the news cycle's irrelevant because I'm outside the news cycle because I have a source outside the news cycle. My source is eternal. My source has been proven to be right over 6,000 years. My source is God's Word, and if I read that and follow it, I'm not driven by this news cycle that we see, because, again, I just touched on some of the things. Again, the destruction of the food industry in this country. You know, the fact that we spend all this money on war and we lose everyone we get into. That's why I fully expect us to lose this war with Russia. We've demonstrated the fact that we cannot win a war. And, you know, it might look good at front, just like when we went into, I remember when George Bush went into Iraq and we were using B-52 bombers to you know, bomb these people. But it was a good show up front. But it's really the person who crosses the finish line first that wins. And so you might have a horse or a runner or somebody make a, you know, quick start, but then in the end they don't have what it takes to finish the race.
What does it take to finish the race as we move this towards a conclusion?
Okay, it takes being faithful to Jesus Christ, understanding His Word. Sorry, that was my phone. It takes understanding His Word, having God's vision of the future, having understanding the knowledge of God in your heart versus the knowledge of the regurgitants. Again, thank you, Steve Quayle. You know, we don't listen to the regurgitants because they're going to drive this news cycle in deception it'll all be done to corral you. Then they're using deprivation to corral you. They're using fear to corral you into the gate that drives you to the slaughterhouse. Dave, have they said they want to kill mass amounts of people? You know, I mean, have they said this?
Well, I've covered this, Bob. They have said it in their writings.
I know.
In their public appearances, they've said it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, do they say that they're going to get rid of food and so we'll be eating bugs and stuff? Have they said it? And what do we see? Food being destroyed. Do they say they want the Great Reset? Well, nobody will really have anything. Nobody will have privacy because they'll go to a digital currency. Do we see the destruction of paper money or, you know, coinage that we can hold in our pocket? We see it. The spiritual mind puts all those together and understands Jesus warned us about it.
You know, Bob, I was thinking about what we would call this show in title. And I think it's Red Alert, Biden's Satanic Agenda is on full display.
It's on full display. And while vast amount of our people are just looking for the next candy drop, you know, oh, the government's going to give us a $1,000 check back, but then they raise your taxes and inflation by $10,000. You know, that's what happened. All that money they gave out through inflation, it was all taken back from you. And then raise your taxes, and do whatever, you know, gas tax, all it's just gone up. So, I mean, it's a candy drop is all it is. I mean, that's what they're good at, doing candy drops.
People need to be outside the system. And you specialize in helping people get outside the system. So let's take about 60 seconds and talk about how to get outside the system.
Well, obviously, get outside the system. First of all, come out from among them spiritually. Don't be indoctrinated into that system. Don't be in Sodom when destruction comes. I've got to turn this down. Come out. But the second thing is use the examples of storage, you know, pre-storage of goods and things that you're going to need before it all dries up. The wheat dried up. I mean, Noah's world was destroyed. All these things happen. We promise destruction is coming because of our sin now. The spiritual mind will look at that and say, you know, I need to do something about it. You know, food, water, the ability to protect yourself, good grief. The ability to protect yourself, all these things that are available right now. I just want to mention this. We are giving a free upgrade on night vision. Figure of merit is something they use to rate night vision with. But the difference between a 2200 FOM figure of merit night vision and a 2400 figure of merit night vision is about $300. We're going to upgrade anybody who buys a 2200 to a 2400 unit this week till Monday. So if you hear it, for no extra additional cost.
I know the importance of what you're talking about, because if your enemies have night vision, you don't, you lose. Bob, we're at the point.
You will lose.
We're at the point where we got to close. So tell people how they can contact you for a free consultation.
You can call me at 800-627-3809. Again, 800-627-3809. Or you can go to our website, readymaderesources.com. And if you decide to buy that 2200 FOM unit, just put in the notes, upgrade to 2400, and we'll do it for free.
Okay, Bob, thanks for joining us. Always informative, even though this was a little on the scary side. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, sir. God
bless.
Take
care.